Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west, including Baltimore, Maryland, where we are on site for Radio Row Army Navy Week. Always a blast. Army Navy getting played tomorrow at M&T Bank Stadium here in Baltimore. Big game. I mean, that's the country's game tomorrow. Army Navy. I'll be rooting for Navy. Sorry to the Army folks about, but no real losers in that game. Good morning, Brian. How do you do? All right, we're working through some stuff. My man Huey runs a good shop, and he's learning how to deal with Jeff. That's entertaining. All right, you can listen to us, obviously, right here on 106.7 The Fan. You can stream with us on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page, or you can watch us on Monumental Sports Network. Good morning, everybody. A wave to various cameras. How we doing, B?
Good, man. Had me a nice little meal last night at Morton's over at the hotel, and then I hung out with the crazy man from our Philly over there, Hugh Douglas.
Of the chain steak joints, of like the national chain steak joints, mm-hmm. The Cajun ribeye at Morton's is my favorite. That is a hell of a
piece. A lot of them have Cajun ribeyes, though, but that Cajun.
The one at Morton's.
Once you put Cajun on anything, it's going to be good.
For sure.
Yeah,
You're not wrong about that. We did that at the Palm a couple weeks ago. We got the tomahawk and made it Cajun, and it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
So you came up last night. What time did you come straight from the studio or what?
No, I had to do the thing with Brendan first, so I got up here a little bit later.
How was traffic?
Traffic was hell.
Yeah, I bet, dude.
I probably should have waited a little later, or I should have just left right afterwards, or wait till later.
What time did you leave?
I left right around 5-something.
Ooh, that's tough.
Yeah, it was. And I ended up getting here, though. It was cool. But once I got here, settled down, was cool.
Yeah.
You know, and once I saw the Morton's, I was like, I'm going to be high.
Yeah, especially if it's in your hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I was in Ashburn. We were in Ashburn. I was in the locker room, got to talk to Terry, talked to a couple of the guys. I then drove home, which was hell. Tyson, shout out to Tyson's. The express lanes have made it worse. Like, the express lane construction is finalized, and it's now worse.
I remember you calling me and saying – No, you told me the other day that you thought that it had gotten better. Or was that somebody else?
I don't know. I don't think it is better.
I think it was EB. He said that. I'm like, oh, man, I think it's gotten better. I'm like, no, it has not.
No, it has not.
Don't fool yourself.
So it took me, say it took me 80 minutes to get home. I thought I had plenty of time to get home, drop my car, and then get downtown for the Caps game. Ended up being a pretty tight turn by the time I got home, dropped my car.
When you come from Ashburn to all the way to your place and then downtown to D.C. on a Thursday afternoon, Thursdays are probably worse than Friday.
Oh, Mondays and Fridays are honestly. So I dropped the girls to school this morning at 8 and then just cruised up here. It was easy. Like, you know, a little bit of traffic on the Beltway. The geniuses that designed the Beltway, whatever, 75 years ago, that have it dropped down to two lanes between Connecticut and Georgia Avenue. Uh-huh. Like, what are you thinking there? But whatever, you get through there. It was fine. But last night, so I wanted to make a point of getting to the Caps game for Channel 4 just because, you know, this time of year is so Commanders-specific, but the Caps are red hot. Ovi's red hot. Willie's red hot. Mm-hmm. And so I had but you can't – normally the sports hit is end of the show, 6:50, yeah. Right? But the cap puck drop was at 7. You can't be live inside a half hour before puck drop.
Wow.
So I had to be there at 6:15. So everything just kind of shrunk.
Oh, yeah.
But whatever. It all worked out.
I had a great one, though. I got here, got up this morning at 6. Then realized, okay, I don't have to be anywhere until 10. Well, 9:30.
And your commute is a 5-minute walk.
I didn't know my commute was that close. But I was laying there. I was like, you know what? I'm going to chill today. And then, you know, you told me, man, just when you work out, man, start putting these videos out. You can motivate people. Well, it started hitting my head like, if you don't do it, somebody not going to work out today. So in my room, I basically did my workout.
That's awesome. There's not a gym at the hotel?
I didn't even think about that. But I was like, okay, I'm not going to do burpees in the middle of the room. So I did jumping jacks. It told me to do 10 burpees. So what I did 40 jumping jacks, and then I did 40 high knees, which make you sweat as much as the damn burpees do. And then I did all the other stuff, 4 sets of all that stuff. And so I was just letting people understand, hey, man, no matter where you're at, your body and a little space, you can get it done.
Totally.
And then Jeff called me and said, hey, man, lunch on the second floor. That was great. So on my way down, I got some breakfast, and then we walked over, and then we realized we didn't have our credential. So I told Jeff, I'm going to just keep walking, you run back. I just want to see if he can run. And then we ran into Jimmy, and he was like, you don't need it. You with me. So we just walked over here.
Well, that's good because I just rolled up here and never had a credential.
Yeah, you don't follow rules anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to fight you on that one. That's that's not my primary function. You know who had a good night last night?
Who was that?
Kirk Cousins.
Oh, yeah, he did.
How about the Falcons, dude?
Yeah, they balled, man. I heard that. I got to look at this. Rooster sent it to me. I haven't looked. Tybo's dropped.
Did you hang out with Rooster last night?
No. Rooster sent me this morning.
Because there's no way Chris was paying to eat at Morton's.
No. I went to Morton's.
You know how he operates.
I actually walked into Morton's at around 8:15. They said they close at 9. And I talked to the hostess for about 25 minutes.
Were you speaking French?
No, I was waiting. Okay. I was waiting for people to, because they only had the bar area open because they were closing so early, so they wouldn't see anybody else. Because I think the Army-Navy game had booked up everything. Yeah.
I love sitting at the bar. You didn't want to sit at the bar?
It wasn't a seat.
Oh. Okay.
So that's what I said. I talked to her for 25 minutes. Finally, I got a seat. And then I talked to the guy, Kirk, what's his name? He was a quarterback at Merrill.
Kirk Cousins.
No, man. Kirk Newkirk, something like that.
Kirk Newkirk?
He played at, yeah, his name, like that. He played at University of Virginia. Played in the league for about 4 years or so. And then we were just sitting down talking, watching the game. And, you know, I had a good time last night. But I got Tybo, who's I think one of the calmest dudes in the world.
Mad.
He dropped 7 of them.
Yeah. I saw that. Well, you know why he did? Because his defense gave up
14 points.
I mean, almost 500 total yards.
Yeah, but in the fourth quarter, they were up by 14, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you get into the fourth quarter with a 28-14 lead.
Because you know that Thursday night game, if you leave an area that has it, you're not going to find it in a hotel room.
Dude, the Amazon stuff is tough.
Yeah,
it's annoying.
And then the hotel bar closed before the game ended.
Oh, that's so annoying.
Yeah, yeah.
So what, did you have to watch on your phone or something? Or did you just not see the end?
I didn't watch the end.
So
I went to sleep thinking – I went in my room thinking that Tampa's winning this game.
Atlanta has this furious comeback. I mean, Kirk was good in this thing. He went 30 for 44 with 375 and 3 touchdowns. Kyle Pitts was phenomenal. 11 catches for a 166, 3 touchdown catches. Bijan was a beast, had 90 on the ground, another 80 through the air. Bijan was making cuts like you remembered at Texas. Like, he was excellent last night. And I'm not criticizing because they eventually won, right? But the analytics bros had a night. So Atlanta's down 28-14.
Uh-huh.
They score. They go for 2 because that's what the book tells you. They don't get it. So then it's 20-28. They're down 8. They score. They go for two. They don't get it. So if you had just kicked both times, it'd be a tie game.
Yeah.
But they don't. Then they're able to get a stop. They get the ball back. I mean, it was a hell of a drive late. It was a really good job. They end up kicking the field goal. You know who kicked it? You know who's kicking for Atlanta?
Who?
Gonzo. Zane right. Gonzalez scratching his head, doing his
well,
thing.
Well, I'll just say this, though. Analytics people don't take no credit for that. The reason that that game ended like it was because the defense sucked on the other side.
Correct.
Because if they did what you said, and if the game had worked out how it normally worked out, they would have lost that damn game because they didn't get those 2 points.
So Baker actually threw a pick. That's how Atlanta got the ball.
So, well, Baker sucked.
No, I'm sorry. That was the punt. The pick was before that.
Whatever happened, don't tell me the analytics worked. What happened was the other side gave you too many opportunities.
I agree with that. If you had kicked both times, it's a tie game.
Yeah.
Like, I can wrap my head around, I guess, when you're down. Like, there are times I totally understand it, but I didn't necessarily get it last night, and I'm sure there are analytics bros, cursing at their radio right now, telling me how dumb I am. It ended up working out in the end for Atlanta. When they scored the first touchdown to cut it to one score, there was 9.5 minutes left. Like, it wasn't like they were desperate and chasing at that point.
Listen, man, the end result probably ended up how they felt, but getting there had nothing to do with their plan.
Right.
To be honest with you.
I wonder what that win does for Raheem Morris, whose seat's got to be pretty warm. I also wonder what that win does for Kirk. Like, we know Kirk a little bit. How old is Kirk now?
36, 37 now.
You think? Okay. Obviously, Atlanta had guaranteed money on Kirk's deal. They didn't trade him, whatever.
They didn't trade
him.
They still got a contract where they can keep him right there. He can't do anything.
No, I mean, they'll release him this coming year, I would think.
Well,
he'll be 38 in August. We see Phil Rivers playing at 44.
He's 37, yep. I didn't know Kirk was a Leo.
Is that a day after you?
Yeah.
Shout out to August 19th.
We sure did. 1988. We are totally different.
You guys are very similar.
He's not a true Leo.
Kirko Chains.
He must be a Largo.
Do you think
– a half Virgo.
I'm a Virgo. Me and Monica, right?
Yeah, craziest. Craziest best book.
Do you think Kirk gets signed – Kirk – we know Kirk is an all-time businessman. He's not going to leave the money on the table, and he'll at least get signed to be a backup. Do you think Kirk is brought somewhere next year to be a starter?
The fact that Phillip Rivers came back into the league at 44, yes, I believe he will. Well, because it just tells you, when they go get a 44-year-old man who's been sitting on his ass for 5 years, they're not enough good quarterbacks. So, yes, Kirk Cousins, off of last night, he's going to possibly get another chance.
Well, if you look at the league, where are they going to be starting over at the quarterback position? Like, somebody's going to draft a kid from Indiana. Somebody's going to draft a kid from Oregon. Maybe we're looking at Vegas, looking at, I don't know what Cleveland's doing.
But think about it. Kirk Cousins for the next 2 to 3 years can be a hell of a transition for some.
That's what
for
I'm
some young kid. Some kid may be able to get drafted, even in the second, third round, and he could be the bridge for that person. I think, if I got a guy that's been stagnant for 5 years, I damn sure take a guy who's been playing for the last 5 years.
Right. And this is a problem. We don't know how this will shake out, but I would be really curious what Philly does, because Philly drafted Jalen when they had Carson on a big contract.
Uh-huh.
Like, I won't be shocked if Philly drafts somebody. The Jets for Kirk could make a ton of sense.
I found out last night, as much as we think Jalen is playing awful, don't talk about him on the radio in Philly.
They're still ride or die.
They'll attack you. He done won the Super Bowl for him now, bro. They attack my man Hugh.
He's playing terribly right now.
He's like, man, you can't say he's playing terrible. I said, what you mean? He said, man, they went at me. I'm like, well, damn. Are they getting soft up there in Philly?
Maybe they are. Losing their edge. The other thing, I got a zillion.
You throw 4 interceptions and they defend you?
I got a zillion tweets last night. Kyle Pitts presumably is going to be a free agent, right?
Yeah.
What about Kyle Pitts to Washington? I don't know what that number is going to look like. I know that Pitts' production the last few years has not been excellent.
I don't think it's been excellent since he got in the league.
His rookie year, he went over 1,000. But you're right. For where Pitts was drafted and what the expectations were, I don't think he's delivered upon them. Last night, he had 3 touchdowns. He has 4 on the year. Pitts' size and athleticism are pretty incredible. He's going to make a lot of money in free agency. I don't know that that's a target.
Who can you get that can make him do that at least 65% of the time? If he can play like he played last night 65% of the time, right, it's worth it to sign him. But if you're going to get that once every other damn four or five games, eight games, no, you don't want him there.
He's honestly been a lot better since Kirk took back over for Penix. But
Kirk was there before.
Right.
And he wasn't playing like right. that. I mean, is this a situation where he's understanding, oh, I gotta do something? I need a guy to have that motivation every damn day.
Right.
I don't need that just in your last year of a contract. I need that every day.
Totally. So, I for me, the Pitts thing will be something to watch. You also just drafted Ben Sennett in the second round 2 years ago. Like, now he's got a month to maybe show he could be the dude. It's a conversation for future us.
You started off this thing by saying the Eagles drafted Jalen when they had Carson Wentz on the contract. Other positions, they're easy. They're very dispensable.
I totally agree, but the dollar amount with Pitts is going to be – like, if they're going to spend big at one position, I say edge, because I don't think you're going to get wide receivers on the market that – you know, like, maybe you got to trade for somebody. Wide receiver and edge remain the highest priorities to yeah. me. So you ended up at Morton's last night. I ended up at the Caps game last night, and
I didn't like when I saw that damn result.
No, it was tough, dude. And Carolina, in a weird way, Carolina now kind of feels like the Pens did forever for the Caps. Like, just this team they kind of can't beat. You thought they had it last night. Carolina ends up winning it in the shootout. But the atmosphere, everything was awesome. Caps games remain just the best production in town.
The description that Tarek gave yesterday is what Carolina does. Carolina throws the damn puck at the net consistently and wait for you to falter. And I just think, how do you combat that? You try and do the same thing against them? Because what they do, they keep you defending so damn much in the game to where, you know, the pressure is constantly on you. And I think, you know, just watching hockey naturally, when you're skating, if everybody have a rollerblade too, your thighs they be burning.
Sure.
And if you're defending all the time, you gotta damn well be burning. So they wear people down because they're always on the offensive.
Dude, so left hand up, I don't really know how to look at it. Hockey box score, but I'm trying right now. The Canes outshot the Caps 39-25, and they won 65% of the game's faceoffs. Still, the Caps had a late lead, give up a late goal, goes to OT. But as much fun as the game was, as cool as that all was, I went with our boy Lee. I was with Keith. All those guys. Keith still wants to know if you're trying to fist fight him. I said, Keith, I don't think that's a good idea.
Who's Keith?
Remember what we went to Kinlock with.
He wanted a fight? Man, people know I'm a lover. I'm not a fighter.
Yeah, for sure.
I changed that a long time ago.
So we went by the Monumental Suite, ran into Sullivan and Hordell and those guys, Thomas Baltimore, and they're like, hey, do you guys want to check out the vaults? You know how they built these new suites?
Uh-huh.
And they're still in the process of building them out, so they have some that are like 98% finished that they, you know what I mean, they're going to get sold, presumably,
uh-huh.
but like you're able to go look at them.
Are they sweet?
So I went in the Union. Have you been in the new United Club, what used to be like the Etihad?
No.
So the new United Club is outrageous. Like, it reminded me of at Allegiant. No, where does the Golden Knights play in Vegas? T-Mobile? Is that T-Mobile Arena?
I think it is.
So when I went to the Stanley Cup, you know my boy Rudy got outrageous tickets, so we got access to the lounge. The lounge in Vegas is what you think a lounge in Vegas is.
Yeah, yeah.
It was incredible, right? The United Club reminded me of that, and I was pretty blown away by it. And then Sully was like, yo, you want to go check out the Vault Suites? And I was like, sure. So me and Lee go down there, and we have a cocktail. And we walk in, and there's a bartender behind the bar who listens to the show. He was excited to chat about the show. And he's like, let me make you guys a real drink. And I'm like, we're at a hockey game here. Like, I'm good with this Tito's, right? And he was like, let me make you a drink. Dude makes us espresso martinis. This is in the Vault Suites.
So you had one martini?
I did have one martini. Yo, you come into this area. So you go down to these vaults. You feel like you're at a club in Miami. Like, it does not feel like a D.C. experience.
I like that.
It was like, it blew my expectations away. And so each vault suite is its own private entity. And Jim Van Stone was there, and he was telling us, like, what these companies do. If you're a big deal company, right, you're Microsoft or whatever, you get a vault suite, and you have this private area with a door, and you have a bartender and a waitress and all these things. The food was outrageous. Last night they were serving Balos lamb chops.
Oh, and damn, man, you didn't sneak one in your pocket, bring some?
You know me, I'll put some meat in my pocket. But, dude, they're saying that, like, these big companies, they'll do, like, an off-site meeting. They'll just do them there because the site is so dope. And then they have this seating area that I want to say it was like right behind the penalty boxes. So you could go watch a game, then go back into your suite, go watch a game, go back into your suite. They have like waiter service in the seats if you're watching the game too. And B, it was like, it made me, you and I were pretty vocal when the Caps and the Wiz were going to move to Alexandria. I was like, man, I really want them to stay in D.C. And it took the mayor coming up with some money and a plan to keep them. It made me proud of what the mayor was trying to do, seeing this last night and what the Monumental is building. It was like, you know when you – I don't know if you ever watched that F1 show, The Drive to Survive, and they're like in these crazy European capitals and Monte Carlo. It felt like that. Like, it felt like – it felt like the absolute top notch of the sport entertainment world. It was very, very cool.
Good
we
stuff.
Got to get be a vault suite tour because it was.
Oh, I'm going to be in the vault suite. You know that.
I know you will. Here's what I
want to be hosting vault suites.
Well, Brian, what I also learned, I don't think you and I are paying for vault suites. That's a big number,
I'm
dog.
I'm trying to be there doing an event.
Yeah.
Make it $15,000 or $20,000.
I'm available for 10% of that. Now, we are on Radio Row in Baltimore. It's going to be a crazy day. Jeff's got a new song. We're going to have Annie Agar joining us. Mike Mayock's going to join us. Urban Meyer's going to join us. RG3's going to join us. Chris Daring's going to join us. We're going to have the governor call in for his weekly picks. It's going to be a busy, busy day here on 106.7 The Fan. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel Friday is turning it up with an NBA happy hour. Every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, FanDuel is dropping limited time specials to get you in the zone. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all designed to bring that Friday energy. This isn't just another promo. It's your weekly pregame NBA happy hour. Every Friday, 6 to 7:30 Eastern. Only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to grab your reward before the clock expires. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration, leg requirements, and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bomp, 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 bomp. We are only a half hour away from the beginning of Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Enjoy responsibly, obviously.
Why?
Lanville, guess who called me last night at 11 o'clock at night?
Jeff Walker.
Nope.
No.
Somebody Walker.
Somebody worse than that, Lanville.
The Rooster?
No, worse than that.
Commander Tequila called me at 10:49 p.m. last night. Well,
you know, how does he have your phone number?
It's got to be Jeff.
Hey, hold on.
The only person possible of giving Commander Tequila my phone number is Jeff.
See, JP been talking all that trash. Him and Commander Tequila are very, very good friends. And he gave him the number, and then now he called him and won't act like somebody else gave the number to him.
That's amazing.
You know, he always leaving early to go hang out with people. He could even go hang out with Tequila.
Now, here's the other piece of information I have. Commander Tequila left me a voicemail.
What was the voicemail?
I have not listened to it. Can we get this onto the radio? Can I send this to you somehow, Lanville?
You don't know what he's saying.
Sure, but isn't a part of you curious what Commander Tequila needed to tell me?
No, not finding out on the radio, no. You want to listen to that first.
Maybe we'll listen to that in a break. You're probably onto something there, Brian. In the update there, you heard Cliff Kingsbury talk about the Giants. And Giants have a terrible record. They're 2-11, right? Mm-hmm. Because Washington's 3-10. But the Giants have coughed up a lot of leads. The Giants have played some good football and then just can't finish, right? The Giants have a lower point differential than Washington, which is kind of telling. Now, it's pretty close. They're at minus 88. Washington's at minus 92. But the Commanders have been blown out repeatedly.
Yeah.
Whereas the Giants have largely lost late. Now, the Giants did just get their ass kicked by the Patriots on Monday Night Football. But, B, what's your worry level going into this one?
None. I mean, they're 3-9, or 3-10. I have no worry level. Right now, I'm watching to see who Like, I'm kind of looking at it like a coach right now to find out who's going to give me something and who's not. I'm not overly concerned about the wins and the loss anymore at this point. What are we going to win if we win the game? I know we all say that they need a win. We need to get one, get in the winner's column. But does that tell you more than finding out who's going to be the guys that quitting and who's not?
It's this game is really, really interesting because the Giants' defense has been awful. But over time, over the years, the Commanders tend to play poorly up in the Meadowlands. You know, you've got Marcus. I asked Marcus earlier this week how hard everything has been for him. Am I right? I don't know that you – I guess you did in the body bag game, but I don't know. In college, you were always the starter.
Mm-hmm.
Playing like even when you were kind of a third down back and you mixed in at running back,
mm-hmm.
you were on the field, like you were getting game reps in some regularity, right? Like when you're the backup quarterback and you get thrust into a game and you have to go 0 to 100 immediately, that seems incredibly difficult.
I don't know if it's as difficult as you may think, because what Marcus is getting reps in practice. He may not get reps all the time with the first team, but he gets reps. And then on top of that, he works against a scout team. So he's still getting football reps. But he has played so much this year, and Jaden has been banged up, that it's not a problem for him anymore. He's not practicing like a backup quarterback right now. He's practicing more like a damn starting quarterback. For me, I got 5-10 minutes of a segment like twice that week before that game showed up. And I was just thrusting to it. But he is constantly out there. Like, you know, the backup quarterback works scout team. So they're getting their reps, you know. And then again, he's not a guy that's just showing up. I was in my rookie season playing another position, trying to learn another
right,
position.
Right, right, right.
He's a guy I've been playing this for the last, 8, 9, 10 years in the league. So it's not as tough for him, I think.
How do you think – so we know Jaden is still practicing. Right, we've seen the videos of him practicing. He's mm-hmm. been, I think, limited on the injury report both days. How do you think they're dividing up reps this week in practice?
Jaden is doing probably a lot of the individual stuff. When it gets down to the team stuff, Marcus is handling that.
That's kind of what I thought,
and
too.
I think also Jaden may be running some of the stuff against scout team. But they're imploring the people, do not touch him.
Yeah.
You know, if you knock him down, just keep running straight to the locker room, grab your stuff, and don't come back. That's what they're trying to tell him.
Something I think is important to note, Chris Rodriguez missed practice on Wednesday with a groin, and he was limited yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
C-Rod's been running really well for them.
Very well.
You'd like to have him healthy this week.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's just something to monitor. I think if you're limited on Thursday, he'll probably be limited or maybe even full today. Like I don't expect him not to play, but it's something something to watch, you know what I mean, and I think it's important to kind of keep an eye on that.
Yeah,
Bobby Wagner's been two straight.
But didn't they bring up the other running back?
They signed Chase Edmonds back to the practice squad.
Oh, I thought.
And I was kind of curious when they made that move, like, oh, why do you need another running back? And then C-Rod all of a sudden is dealing with groin. I'm sorry. They brought Chase Edmonds up to the active. Forgive me. Because they also had a roster spot because of putting Ertz on IR.
Uh-huh.
And Edmonds has been in the building now for some time. He's been around. I want to say close to like 2 months. Edmonds had a ton of success with Cliff going back to the Arizona days. In the time since the Arizona days, however, Edmonds has had significant injury. I've spoken with him briefly. Like, I've seen him. He looks fully operational. But as the famous Mike Tyson quote says, everybody's got a plan until they're punching him out.
Punching him out?
I imagine because they are four deep at tight end, and maybe they're finally going to focus on giving these younger guys more opportunity
mm-hmm.
in Sennett and Yankoff specifically. Bates is established. Bates has gotten a second contract. Like, we know what Bates is. But they could have called up Cager from the practice squad, who is another tight end and about 8 feet tall. But they decided to bring up Edmonds. I wonder if that is a part of the C-Rod thing, or if they just want to get Edmonds a shot.
Could be the C-Rod. I think it's more like the C-Rod.
Seems like it, right? Yeah. So that's something to watch today. They're going to be on the practice field in about a half hour. Dan Quinn will talk to the media probably 12:30. We're not kind of waiting with bated breath because we know it's going to be Marcus this week, but certainly something to watch with the health of this team going up to the Meadowlands. I had to make a prediction last night on Beltway Football. What are you feeling about this game? The line is 2.5. Giants are favored. Giants haven't been favored in like a year and a half, which is remarkable. Vegas, weirdly, the total on this thing moved a point yesterday from 47.5 to 46.5. Mm-hmm. If you look at the action, it's not one way or the other. It's about 60-40 on the Giants, both bets and tickets. How you feeling about this one?
Blah. I mean,
when you're 3-10, it's hard to have a ton of emotion.
You're 3-10, you're 2-11. We've seen weird things happen up here. I think at this point, like I stated earlier, you're not really playing for much, but you want to find out which guys are going to still give you their all, which guys you can say that I would be willing to go to war again with next year. That's what this is more about to me. I'm at the point now where it's not checked out, but it's like my expectation is not what I was early in the season. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like we talk about changing your mind and adjusting things. I have adjusted what I'm looking for at this point. At first, I'm looking for how we could get back to this thing, figure this thing out. Still, I want to see them figure something out, but figure it out and go where. So now it's just about let's find out who's going to keep giving me something. Who's going to be like, there have been a lot of games where people lose, but there's a person who said, look how I'm going to play though. And if you could get that guy to start showing that consistently, all of a sudden when you start winning and you see that steal, you can understand what something clicked for him. Or maybe more than one guy. Let's see.
You got four games left, and you'd love somebody to emerge. Maybe it's a DN Maranyaga. Right? Maybe Drake Jackson finally gets on the field. Maybe it's Trey Burks, whose snap count was down because Noah Brown was back up.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Yankoff. Like, everybody wants to wait on Senate. Maybe you'll be proven correct, but what if it's Yank? Like, you just want to see someone emerge.
This is what I wanted to be. We've heard more fans say, why are they not giving somebody a chance? I don't want them to give anybody any damn thing. I want to see who's going to come out here and grab it and take it. You know, when we see, that's what I want to see. Give. You don't give nobody a damn thing in pro sports. You take it.
You know who went 9 for 115 the other night for the Cowboys when CeeDee Lamb went down?
The little kid number 19.
Ryan Flournoy, a sixth rounder out of Central Missouri. He went to three colleges, Central Missouri State, Iowa Western, and Southeast Missouri State. But you know what he's got? 6'1", 200 pounds, speed. Like, Lamb's probably going to miss more time, I imagine. What if, like, that's what you want to see. Not everybody has to be a first rounder, second rounder. Just somebody emerge. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley live, Radio Row, Baltimore, Maryland, before the Army-Navy game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Man, my heart's upon my sleeve like a big deal.
Rockin' ease now.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You're hanging with us on YouTube on the 106.7 The Fan stream. You're watching us on Monumental Sports Network. We all just put on sunglasses because the sun is kind of directly in front of us.
Jeff put on readers.
Yeah, these are my readers.
You look like an idiot. Here, I'll give you some stream love here so the folks can see J-E-P-H. Jeff did just ask a very legitimate question. So I don't. We're in the Baltimore Convention Center, Radio Row for Army Navy game, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what building we're looking at across the street here, but the building across the street, best I could tell, has the United States of America flag, understandably, the Maryland flag, understandably.
Yeah.
And then is that Virginia in the middle, B?
I can't. Really
I don't
see
know
that
what
flag.
The middle one is. I don't know what is next to that, but on the end it has a DC flag.
Yeah.
So, Jeff. Your job is to figure out why.
The other two. Find out what the other two are.
I think I'm going to walk over there after the segment.
That one in the middle could be Virginia. That looks like the Virginia one because it's just that lady on the blue flag.
Okay, so
right?
what would the other one be then?
Maybe the city of Baltimore? Ugh. Does Baltimore have its own flag? I don't know. Jeff, post a picture. Somebody on the internet can tell us. Whether they're right or wrong. Somebody
yeah, I was
going to
say I'm
going to
walk over there
something.
And take a picture.
Okay. You know who might know? The governor of Maryland, Wes Moore, is going to join us in about 20 minutes. Maybe Gov knows.
We need to find out before the Gov comes.
Yeah, we don't want to make him look crazy on the air.
Well, he also might be disappointed that we don't know. We don't want to disappoint him.
That's why he's
the governor. We don't know why they're flying him.
Yeah, we don't. Left hand up. We don't understand it. Jeff, I was thinking about something, not in the shower. I'll
that does look like the Virginia. Yeah, it's a Virginia one.
It does look like Virginia. Okay. So that's got it. Unless it's West Virginia and it's DMWV.
It's not that.
Could it be Delaware?
I don't know.
Delmarva is a thing. Delmarva is a thing.
Here, at least for the stream, I'm going to show these people what we're looking at. If you can see all those flags out there, that's what we're looking at. And we don't know what building that is. We really don't know much. Well, oh, I think I just closed the stream. Sorry. Jeff, I was thinking about something not in the shower.
It's not Delaware.
Okay, it's not Delaware. We're narrowing. Is it? I think it's got to be the city of Baltimore. But I don't know. We're going to find out. Jeff.
Yes.
You've been making these songs, and they're 3 and 10.
Yes.
Should you not make a song?
It's not the city of Baltimore.
No. I should He's continue to make songs. I should continue to make songs. I was making songs before we picked JD5.
Yeah, and they were terrible then.
Yeah, so we
just
keep going.
You only have one good year of making songs.
Yes.
Your song record is probably 15 and 35.
Wow. Yes. Yes.
So it might be your fault.
But tell him, it ain't your fault. The flag, the song's still fire, huh?
The crazy thing is, I'm glad you asked that question, JP, because that question gets answered.
I ask questions.
In the song. I was about to say in the flag. In the song.
Flaggate is going on. We're trying to figure out the flags. Landfield, do you think it's Jeff's fault they are struggling because of his songs?
Oh, no, you can't say that. Yeah, I can't say that because I was making those songs when we were bad.
I think you meant to say when we were good.
No, I was making those songs when we were bad, too, because
right.
I was making the songs like
so. The majority of your Commander's song-making career, they've been awful.
Yes.
So that's
majority of my life.
You.
Majority of my life, they've been awful.
That only cements.
Nah, you can't put that one on me.
I'm old enough, I remember when they were good. Brian played for them when they were good.
But when they were good.
Landfill's an Eagles fan.
When they were
White
good.
Brian's a Giants fan, so it's your fault.
Brian did not play on a colored TV. When he played, the TVs were gray and white. So that was a long time ago.
It was colored basketball.
Jeff, introduce your song.
Oh, man. This is just an open letter. I just had to pull my heart out on the track. So that's what I did. I didn't sing, though. I did not
Thank
sing.
Thank you. You be killing us.
Let's get it, Landini.
I can't believe that. A donut? They ain't about to get a hook. They ain't about to get my heart right quick. First off, I wanna say I love this team. But some things gotta be articulated mean. And sometimes you just gotta call it what you see. Cliff, quit overthinking my G. See Rob proving he can run through anything. I don't wanna see three pass plays on a three. I don't wanna see a trick play to an OT. I think we need to add some more running to this game. And defense had JJ overachieving. 3rd and 12 threw it to Jettis, couldn't believe it. Are we really this bad? I question myself. Still watching this game, why am I stressing myself? Cause I'm a true fan through the good and the bad. I'm in the booth rapping this song and I'm mad. Still reminiscing from the game that we had. Thinking to myself, we can't go out this sad. I don't care how bad we got whooped, we not losing to the Giants. Last time we played, boy, it got silly. White Brian had to eat 15 blizzards. This time he probably won't even bet with me. Cause the Manders, they might go and put up 50. Yeah, the season over, but you can still put on a show. 4 games left, let's go and win at least one more. You not in the playoffs, but you playing for your dough. Gotta show the office why you deserve a bro. And that's my heart. You gotta be better than that. Cause we can't get shut out in no division games. We gon' hear that for the rest of the season. Hey, but look, left hand up. We was riding with y'all before. We riding with y'all now. We ain't turning out back. Hey, Ollie Major, let them horns play.
I had to give them bars. We play in New York. They had to get bars.
Dude, that's your best one.
You killed it, dog.
I thought that's the best one in a while.
Why
at
are you
least.
Sweating?
You are sweating, dude.
Bro,
damn.
I don't know. Like, when the
are
cameras get on me, I it's like I
you
do get a little nervous.
Like you got
and
it?
Then I got this hot shirt on because it was cold, but, like, I wasn't going to take it
I
off
took
on
my,
stream.
My coat off.
Yeah, I'm not going to take it off on stream.
You know, the other day when you were, like, running a little bit late?
Yeah.
He sat down. And he went silent. He didn't know what the hell to say.
Yeah.
He started sweating, too. Yeah. I just think he wants to be in front of the camera, but he just gets all nervous.
Yeah, JP, for the first time in my life when you were running behind, I did not
that
know what to say.
That was an unnamed airline's fault, by
the
way.
I did not have no words to say.
That's shocking.
Yeah, that was real shocking to me, too.
Well, the words you just dropped were very good. That was a good song, dude.
That was good, brother.
Well done. When we return, Annie Agar should be joining the program. Then Maryland Governor Wes Moore is about to get busy here on Radio Row in Baltimore.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.